Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Brand Unveiled. I have a special guest today, and this lovely lady is a part of our Black Women Entrepreneurs of America campaign. Her name is Yvonne Nobles, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. So get into it. As the founder of New You Wow, Yvonne facilitates restorative transformation aboard luxury cruises for driven career women that have reached a plateau and are on the verge of burnout. We're going to get into that. Each block of ICE, which stands for Iconic Cruise Experiences, empowers them to break through milestones and claim victory while achieving higher levels. A success strategist with a passion for mindset mastery and an avid traveler, Yvonne is on a mission to help millions break down barriers and reach new heights at home, at work, and at large. She can be reached via email at, and my video editor will put her email down there. Everybody, welcome Yvonne.
Hello, hello. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you for that beautiful intro.
It's a pleasure. Of course, it's a pleasure to have you. So, I usually like to start these conversations from the very beginning. Take us back to the start. Like, who is Yvonne and what made you decide I'm going to start New You Wow?
Yeah, that's a great question. I say my origin story was in the womb. I had a special connect with my mom. One of those experiences I had when I was 16, I was like, I really, really love this music group. It was a song by Fleetwood Mac. And she's like, that's all I listened to when I was pregnant with you. So just little things that are so special. And, you know, I always had a knack for connecting with people. I was 2 years old when Dad enlisted in the military. So that led to traveling, not by choice, but I fell in love with it. Because the more that I traveled, the more that I saw, we're all the same at heart. It's just getting past those judgments and the boxes we put each other in when we first meet. It's funny, when I started coaching, mom says, what exactly is that? What's life coaching? I said, well, you know how when I was little and people would ask me for advice and I'd never give it, I'd ask questions instead? She's like, yeah. I said, I do that, but now I get paid for it. She was like, okay. So I was just so driven to help women and children in particular get past the limits that we put on ourselves. The trauma, the breaks, the terrible experiences, we start buying into these stories that's it. But life can be so much more. And that's what keeps me going when I see someone really shine their light and get to a new level.
I think that's commendable, right? And whenever folks are able to pour into other people, I would like to think that there were particular circumstances where they didn't feel poured into. Absolutely. Or that they realized that more of the world needed light. So what were some of those experiences, like before you turned, I'll call it pain into purpose, like what were some of the moments that you experienced that you realized moving forward, I don't want others that look like me or children growing up to have the same adversity that I'm facing?
You know, I jokingly say I feel like I've lived 9 lives because I have so many of those. But I'm going to pull one out that I think will resonate with women and children particularly. So at the time, I was 9 or 10 years old. And Dad had just completed one assignment abroad. And we were back home in the small cow town where I was born. So if you're looking at a map of Florida, Okeechobee has a giant lake right beneath it. A little tiny dot. And it's orange groves and cowtown. However, the KKK marches are still supported. So it's very, I'm not going to call it backwards, but it's growing. So again, let's go back 4 decades. And I was asked by the administrators to take an IQ test based on some of my classes I'd had in other schools abroad. The most disruptive part was when they gave us the result. I remember sitting in the back seat. I was a nosy kid. And I say to mom, what's Caucasian? Neither one of us knew the word Caucasian. And that label was placed on me then, I thought, as an honest mistake. But it gets worse. I walk into the first day of class, and when I'm admitted, the facilitator looks at me, looks at the paper, looks at me, and looks at the paper. Mouth drops and goes, oh, we were expecting someone different. And even at that age, I knew what that meant. Now, fortunately, it made me fight. It made me become a warrior. It made me determine that any room I walked into, I would prove that I didn't just belong there or deserve to be there, but I would be the best. But when I started unpacking that recently, I realized it forced me to acknowledge that wasn't a mistake. That was a very intentional hiding for public records, that the child that scored the highest IQ at that time and in that region was supposed to have been something different. Mm. And so what that does, even as an adult, it's just, again, the stories we buy into, the labels that are placed on us. I want people to be challenged to start thinking, what changes for you and for everyone that depends on you when you get past that? What if you change your reality? What if you go after that big dream that someone told you didn't belong to you? And what if you felt into it in such a way that it was already yours? So that's just one experience. But one that asked me, how are you so positive? How do you stay smiling? And I'm like, because love never fails. When you come from a place of light, a place of love, you're going to see the darkness, but you realize that's not for you and it can't stop you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the power mission I'm on. Yeah.
Yeah. That's beautiful, especially life is hard. life is definitely challenging.
Absolutely.
And I always say that it's a lot easier to experience when you are surrounded by a great support system, but what happens when you're not, or when you're by yourself, right? Like, it's equally important to be able to sort of pull yourself out of dark moments and to just have like a positive mindset and approach to help you navigate hardship.
Couldn't agree more. So, and perhaps that was growing up as an army brat that helped, because every two years I was in a new place and I couldn't call my best friend. I couldn't call an established mentor. Like, it was me starting brand new and, you know, getting the new kid looks and the tease and everything that comes with that. But you grow this resiliency that you start realizing those things that some see as a curse are your blessing. The things that get you to a new level, in the moment, they might seem heavy or arduous or they hurt, but that's because there are millions that are waiting for you to give them a lift, to give them that helping hand. And you're only capable of doing that if you've been there yourself.
Yeah. If you've been there, but also have the courage to share where you've been.
Yeah, that courage is key. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So bring us up to speed a little bit, right? So did you always know that you wanted to be an entrepreneur and advocate for women and children, or was that not the case at all?
Yeah, I say now I feel as if I'm responding to a calling that I had as a child. But what took a while to get there was what you mentioned, that element of the courage factor. You're not born with courage. It takes cultivation. You know, it takes being willing to take the leap when everyone else is, you know, running the other way. And the fear that I had was, can I really make money with this? Will anyone take me seriously? I don't look like the people that are at the forefront. So why would I be someone that could be a change maker? And so I kind of dipped my toe in it by tutoring first. And Brianna, when I could see these children light up, I had one little girl, her mother came to me and she was very afraid she was going to fail. She's like, she's got D's and F's and I need to make her, I have to have her make it through this grade. Can you help? I said, yeah, give me some time, but I have one requirement. I need you setting present so you can see how we interact, so you can carry that torch forward when we're done. And she agreed. So at first she was really quiet, really shy, didn't really want to do the work. But by the time a few months later we wrapped up, she was running the show. She was making A's and B's. Everything was amazing. And a big part of that was I had her do affirmations. And I wanted her to feel into her power, know who she was. And, you know, when I first gave them to her, I said, okay, so every time you're about to do homework, anytime you're about to take a test, anytime you're scared and the teacher calls on you, I want you to say, I am strong. I am powerful. I am beautiful. So the first time I had her say them, I said, say them for me now. She whispered them. And I was like, no. That's not going to cut it. I need you to say it. So she said a little bit louder. I said, I need you to shout it. And when I saw her turn into that powerful lioness. I just knew she'd be good. And so the mom later was like, but I don't get it. How did you get it? I said, you sat right there. You saw. It's never about the subject. And it's not really about that child. It's about their belief and their ability to be more. And, you know, as long as you pour into that, they'll be just fine.
I got chills when you said it's about their belief to be more. Because particularly for entrepreneurs, what we do is so risky.
Yes.
And it requires an element of faith for sure. But I like to call it a little bit of crazy too. Crazy belief, you know, whatever you want to call it. But it's definitely, you definitely need a little bit of that. Yes. You have to have the willingness to be like audacious in life, entrepreneur or not, you know. If you want something, you have to have the balls essentially to go after it. But that courage, like you said, is cultivated. Right? So you can tell yourself affirmations all day long, but that's just as important as the other outside influences that you're consuming too. Yes. So the fact that the subject of your tutoring, which believe it or not, I also was very shy. So you describing the awakening of her definitely hits home for me. And I've seen it when I've interacted with youth too. But you poured into her in such a way that like ignited her. It made her realize, this is my voice. I can use it now, you know? So shout out to you for creating an environment for her to like test that out. It's something that so many of us need, and sometimes we don't get it, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, well, you know, one thing I would challenge anyone who's listening to do is look for ways to be the person who creates it. Because I have this saying, the more you give, the more you get. So I actively just, as a child even, I would befriend the kid who was the loner, the one that everyone else is picking on, the one that, because when people think they can't, they won't. But the minute that someone sees them, that literally is all it takes. And, you know, I hear a lot of people say sometimes you have to borrow other people's belief in you before your own belief in yourself kicks in. So what you were saying about having that outside support, you know, having that lift. What do they say? That you're the sum total of the five people you spend most of your time with. But what people overlook is, let's say you're alone. Well, then those five people can be, what are you reading? What are you watching? Right. What are you listening to? You know, whatever enters your mind, you know, you are what you eat. So what are you feeding on so you can become the next level you? It's much easier than we think, but we just have to get out of our own way.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So your journey and sort of your affinity for wanting to, I'll just use your terminology, restore and provide the tools and the knowledge and the insight and the perspective to create transformations within individuals started at tutoring. Then what happened? What was next?
So obviously, I think that's part of my personality as you know, military brat. I just love trying new things. So some people call it shiny object syndrome, but for me, I just love learning. I want to say I was early 20s and I just came home and declared to my mom, I'm moving to New York City for a year. She was mortified because she's like, you're going to be a young woman in New York by yourself. And I'm like, Mom, you saw how we grew up. I'll be okay. I'll call you every day. You know, I'll be fine. But in doing that and taking those adventures and those challenges, that little girl that had the issue with, you know, being mislabeled, I found even in corporate America, it still was there. You know, there was a lot of microaggressions and gaslighting, and I didn't know what it was called back then, but I felt it. And I was determined not to let that change me or stifle me. And I started thinking, if I'm going through this, then there must be other people going through this. And even if they're not actively victims of it, there's got to be others who care. So what can I do to change that? And it all came to a pinnacle when, after moving down from New York, because my dad was very sick and unfortunately passed away, my hubby and I decided to stay put here in South Florida. And a friend that knew I was looking for, you know, a new role, new career, says, you should try selling cruises. And I was like, yeah, I'd never been on one. So she's like, you just have a way of talking to people. I think you do great. So I was like, okay. So at the time, I'm living an hour and a half one direction from the port. So I would drive that on a good day. Sometimes it was 3 hours one way. But when you have a vision and you're determined to do something, you can't be stopped. So I was like, I'm going to learn this thing and I'm going to be good and I'm going to make lots of money. So yeah, I learned the amazing world of cruises and faked it till I made it, because I didn't go on one until I got vacation time a year later. But it was just beautiful to hear how others describe the experience. And I was like, that sounds amazing. So I had a way of helping people just paint the picture and imagine. And when we finally took ours, I told my hubby, okay, it's time to go. He's like, I ain't getting on no boat. I'm like, okay, so if we don't do this thing, I'm not going to know what I'm talking about. So we going. And before it was over, that first one, he said, when are we doing this again? So I'm outperforming people who've been there for 10, 20 years, just because I love talking to people and helping them imagine the possibilities. But it was nothing like when we went on that cruise and felt what it does. Changing your environment and looking at possibilities and having the ocean as your background, like there's just so many levels. And so at the height of the pandemic, everyone knows the cruise industry came to a complete halt. But what people don't know is those that were, like myself, selling, we were busier than ever because no one knew when it was going to resume. So everyone was calling and rescheduling. So we had triple work because we had to keep moving out these dates. But I also kind of became a therapist of sorts, because the people that were calling booking cruises, they were having trauma. They were losing jobs. They were losing loved ones. And I was that comforting voice that would help them be okay. So it dawned on me, maybe I should get paid for that. I ticketed the streets, went ahead and took a huge leap at the height of the pandemic and said, I'm going to focus strictly on coaching. And it's been an adventure ever since.
Wow. And so the coaching that you do, is it facilitated only through these luxury cruise experiences, or is it also done on land or virtually? Like, how, what's the environment that you facilitate the coaching?
Well, that's a great question. And I do have different packages and options available, because I know some are very averse to getting on a cruise ship. But the actual cruise offering is something that I just developed a couple months ago, because I remembered what a cruise did for me. And I said, wait, if I take my mindset coaching and success strategy and I deliver that on a retreat at sea, that just up levels it to so many new levels. Like, I have not experienced that, because, you know, I tend to be a lazy cruiser. I'm the one who's hiding. You know, everyone else goes for the shore excursions, and I just felt like I own the ship. It's all mine. So I was going for relaxation. I'm up to number 12 now. And I think you said you love cruising too.
But I do.
It's one of those things where I was like, wait, but what if you marry the travel aspect with the personal inner reinvent? What does that make? So I'm basically hosting inaugural, you know, sailings. It's going to be one in August, one in November. And I just can't wait to see what these ladies become in the span of 1 week. I guess, too, the reason it holds a special place in my heart was, so the very first cruise I took after I quit the corporate role, it was one that I'd manifested from 3 years before. I said to my husband, when we found out about the ship being built, we're going to be on that ship and we're going to be in a first suite at sea. I know what type of suite we're going to have, and everything came to fruition. So on that cruise, I decided I'm going to write a book. So in 7 days on a cruise with the ocean as my background music, got her done.
Perfect.
And it was just, it felt magical. So I was like, if I could do that, then I know that women who have untold stories inside of them, who need to experience something outside of their day to day, this is the ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I will say that I've only been on two cruises, one with my family, one by myself.
Oh.
And I'm going on my third one later this year as well. And it's for 15 days. So it's long. It's beautiful. Very long.
Beautiful.
But you're right. There's something about having the ocean as your background and just peace. Like, it's so peaceful, and you don't have to worry about anything. You can choose to be connected to the world or not. Like, it does a lot within the time span, and it's definitely refreshing. So I can only imagine that the experience you're creating, where, it's not necessarily excursion related, but it's still allowing women to connect not only with others, but themselves, and having like prompts and things that they can follow to sort of guide them in the thinking and getting to that level of
Oh, yeah.
feeling refreshed, feeling grounded, feeling I can do anything. Like I felt all of that when I came back from my cruise. So yeah, that's a match made in heaven, particularly for solo cruisers, I feel like. Like you
Awesome.
definitely have a targeted demographic that, yeah, if this is a new offer, you're
Yeah.
gonna do fantastic.
I'm so excited. And thank you for that. That's beautiful. It's one of those things too, where I think when I'm listening to the ocean and I see it, the tides coming in, I think I'm going to title that particular program Rising Tide, because we all have this element of getting to that new level. There was this one time, I think it was the one where I wrote the book, where I saw two dolphins swimming beside each other near, the base of the ship. And my husband was inside the room, so I'm like, "Get out here, come." And by the time he came, they were gone. So he's looking at me sideways, like, "Wait, well, where are they?" It just moments like that that you can't capture anywhere else. And then knowing that typically on a vacation, yeah, like you said, you get that refreshment, you get a reset. For me, a cruise was my first real vacay, because I'd vacationed, but I would always work on vacation. So when I went and I was like, "Wait, what do you mean I won't have my cell phone and I won't have my laptop and I don't, huh?" And I was forced to just stop and reset and pour into me. I came home a new woman. But immediately when the cruise ends, it's like, "Okay, I need the next one," because you need the vacation from the vacation and everything goes crazy. And so I'm like, the beauty of this is having, that's why I call it ICE, the iconic cruise experience, having an opportunity to not only go away, but become new, to almost get reintroduced to who you're supposed to be and get that realignment. I call it, dissolving these knots of frustration with peaceful Zen. So that this carries on long after the cruise and gives you the fuel to do the work.
The sentiment that you're explaining, I don't know if the word is euphoric. I don't know if that's the
I
word
like
that I'm known
that.
for. So we'll vibe with it, and anyone who's listening, if I'm misusing it, well, talk to your mama. It's fine. We're just gonna let it rock right now. But that feeling that you're creating, would you say that that is also a part of the meaning behind New You Wow? Because I feel like maybe because I'm a brand growth strategist, like even when I read the name, like I notice the wow is in capital letters and there's like an exclamation point. And so it's supposed to be read with this certain level of inflection. So I'm curious to know, like when you transition from corporate to doing your own thing, how did that name even come to you? Like, what was that process like? Because so many entrepreneurs, particularly when they're starting out, they're like, "Well, what's my name? Like, what am I gonna say?" And I always tell folks, "You'll know it when you know it." And I know that's not helpful when you're thinking of like the technical steps to get there. And I can sit there and I can tell you, think of your why, like write it down on paper. Do not put anything in your head, like get it out of your head and just start seeing what kind of pops off the page. So I'm just curious how you got to a point where it was like, yup, that's the one, because it sticks.
I love that. I started writing poetry when I was a little girl. And the last thing I would always do was the title. I feel there's so much in a name. And the name, our birth name, is what our parents give us. So they have a special meaning behind that. But when you create a piece of art, that's your baby. And so that name has to be powerful. And so I love that you asked this question. It really has a double entendre, because when you think about the wow, obviously when you reinvent, you're new. And you can choose to do that every day if you're willing to do the work. But oftentimes what happens is others are impressed by what they see. When women come into this program, I want them to be blown away by the newness that's in them. I want them to be euphoric, as you said, but also have this epiphany where they realize they didn't even know it was possible. So you shock others and you shock you. And that's why the wow is there.
Ooh, chills. I love it. No, I love it because it's always, I'm hoping that when people watch and listen to this, for anyone who's in the beginning stages of starting their business, it is that simple in the sense that don't overthink the impact of the name that you like. Not what other people like. Like, of course, you can try your best to make it, cheeky and, it sticks in people's brains, and it's a play on words. Like, you can try that, of course, but if it doesn't fit, don't force it. Go with the thing that fits. And how you came to your name, like when you explained it to me, I was just like, yep, that'll do it. Like, I'm electrified. Like, it's just, and it doesn't sound like you overthought it at all. Like, you just, yeah, that
Which is not
works.
the
I
normal
like
me.
it.
So what you're saying is very accurate. I tend to overthink. But with that, it didn't take that. And so sometimes what happens is when things come easy, you think, wait, that was too easy. And so you go back and you start second guessing and you start changing and picking. No, the answers you need are already in, right inside your heart, right inside your mind. And sometimes we have these layers that you have to peel back and simplify to get to them. So
No, you're totally right. I want to ask a question about the coaching space. It is popular. A lot of people are doing it. Everybody claims they can do it. I've come to find that some people, it's like a buzzword now. So because it is, I am concerned that some quote unquote coaches aren't really, I don't know if I want to say the word qualified, but they don't have the level of empathy or desire to actually make the connection that's required to do the coaching. It's definitely more than just the technical skills of what it is that you're doing. You're dealing with the sensitivities and the complexities of the individual. So, with it being a popular space, and as a Black woman, do you feel any pressures or just an added level of trying to cut through the noise so that way folks can really understand and appreciate what it is that you have to offer? Because everything that you're saying, like, I cannot wait until my cruise is done because in 2024, whatever it is that she's doing, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna try and be there.
That's
For sure. Like, how do you navigate the coaching space as a Black woman coach when it's just so saturated right
I
now?
really struggled with that in the beginning. Because I think I was using more of my corporate lens to think, I'm a business, so this is what businesses do. But word to the wise, when you find the coach that you are aligned with, there's a magnetism. There's spiritual components on top of the let me Google this phrase and see if I can find somebody. Like, I'm seven, eight coaches in now because I know that I can't perform at my peak unless someone's pouring into me. So this coach that I'm aligned with now, best yet. So that means I've had a sundry to see. Some have good marketing, but they don't deliver. And so what I would recommend is digging a little deeper. It is okay. Just like imagine you're going in for heart surgery. You could go to a doctor who's renowned, but are they a specialist? Have they done the work? What really was difficult for me in the beginning was I didn't have social proof. I didn't have a way of saying so-and-so has been through this program and this is what they've experienced. But they say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert. Life has been my mentor. I've been drugged through the school of hard knocks. And I chose to rise above it and celebrate the peace, the joy, that love that comes when you know it's going to be okay. There's not a lot of people that have that naturally. But again, just like courage, it can be cultivated. So get to know the person you're about to invest in. That's what your discovery sessions are for. That's what you can feel perfectly okay talking to others that they've helped. And you really want to see not so much what is your brain saying, but how does this feel? because especially as women, we are super intuitive. And if you feel light and you feel excitement and you are charged, that's a good sign. But, you know, you just want to vet and you want to dig, because unfortunately, you're right. It's becoming very saturated. It's not a regulated industry. And unfortunately, some don't have good motive. But yeah, if you know specifically what you're looking to accomplish and you put that out and you stay very focused, then it will find its way to you. And I say that both as someone receiving coaching and as someone who gives it.
Yeah, intentionality. Right? Because even in the beginning, when you started and you said you had some challenges, was trying to cut through the noise, right? It made me think of the challenge that folks have when they're like, well, I'm not an expert in anything. Like, I haven't done enough. Like, I don't know. And I always tell them, well, where you are right now, someone is trying to get to, even if you feel like you haven't been doing it long enough, right? Yeah. So it's not lying. It's not pretending to be someone that you're not. It's hyper-focusing on what you have accomplished, what you have learned, and what you are intentionally trying to do, what your mission is. Yep. Speak to that. Someone's going to resonate with that. And as long as you are having that level of integrity and intentionality, cool. Do your thing. And you'll find your people and they'll find you. I think those are great nuggets that you shared, because imposter syndrome is very real. And just because a market is saturated doesn't mean you can't join it. You can. You just don't have to be like everyone else. In fact, you shouldn't. So really take the time to figure out what makes you different. And honestly, what makes you different is you just being alive and walking this earth. And again, I know when I say this stuff, people are like, what? That's not enough. But it starts there.
Yeah.
When you are an entrepreneur, it literally starts there. It's quote unquote that simple. And once you really start to figure out, what were my turning points in my story? What made me who I am? Why do I think this way? Yep. What am I compelled to share from my experiences, such as what you've done? Then it starts to all fall into place. Yep. And you start to find your rhythm. So kudos to you. Like, I feel like in this episode, you have, and I don't know if you realize this, but you have done such an effective job at taking us from where so many entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs are, in that area of wonder, uncertainty, pain. And just following your journey, we've been able to see, oh, okay, so this happened and this is what Yvonne did. I can do that. I see, you know, similarities there, all the way to your business today and even just the launch of the new initiative, your luxury cruises. Like, I cannot wait to go on a cruise experience with you. It's going to be such a good time.
You know, I have to say that the only reason, and it's so kind of you, but the only reason I can say all this so clearly is because of the work that I've done with my current coach. You know, and so I want to be very transparent. It ain't easy.
Please.
The behind the scenes takes you through levels that you didn't know you'd have to go. Mm-hmm. But it is in the work. It is in the trenches that giants are born. And I just want to point out too, for me, it felt like a rebirth, which is really the element that I help women experience and want them to get on these cruises. I take you through levels, and the first one is wound, but the second one is wonder. I want you to expand beyond what you think is possible. So when I ask you what your dreams, what your goals, if you feel they're easily attainable, you're not dreaming big enough. I want you reaching for the moon, because that's when you start understanding that you've placed those limits there. And again, I just literally felt like I went through that in the course of the last week, because I had to unpeel and unfold things that you think to keep yourself safe, to be proper, you know, you have to do. But there is a need to get to the core of who you really are. And there may be things that shock you, that frighten you. And if you knew how powerful you were, you would be shocked into silence. But a really great coach, a really good mentor, that's what they do, is push you through that, guide you through the storm, so you come out on the other side ready for whatever you know is waiting for you.
Mm. Pass the collection plate. This is crazy. You're so right, though. You are absolutely so right. What is something that you are most proud of, like your proudest accomplishment as an entrepreneur?
I would say starting in the first place, because that launch pad, that's the hardest part. You know, I'm going to share another experience. This is from my teens. I was selected by the governor of Florida and the principal of my school at the time to be among 100 candidates at a summer college program. So Stetson University, we're all gathered together. And I think it was just this mass social experience to see how far can they push these kids. And I have a deadly fear of heights. So there was this trust exercise where they had us on a harness and the ropes were there, but we had to walk this rope. And then at the end of this plank, jump and catch this bar. And I'm like, I ain't no acrobat. I don't understand why they got me up here doing this. And the funny part, Brianna, was the crowd would count down. 3, 2, 1. That went on at least 5 minutes for me. I was so scared. And I finally took the leap. I did make contact with the bar, promptly slipped, broke a nail, bleeding everywhere. But the key was, I leapt. So for all those who are thinking, I don't know, I already know. You can. The key is to start. And to understand you're going to fail, that failure is what's going to make you remarkable. No one has it all figured out. You know, if you're looking at playoffs, Super Bowl, boxing matches, who's there? A coach. That's the key to help you break through to the next level. And if you see anyone that you admire, they may not tell you, but they got coaches. They have someone that's pouring into them and reminding them of how phenomenal they are. So whether it's Oprah, Simone Biles, you know, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, whoever you admire, someone's feeding into them. So please don't think you have to do this by yourself. And don't think that you're incapable. Don't get stuck on the how, because it will come to you as long as you just start.
Yes. That's the hardest part. Yeah. That's probably the box I'll stand on for the rest of my life. Starting is the hardest part. But once you do it, the rewards come. Not only from a professional standpoint, but a personal standpoint too. Last question before I let you go. As a coach, there are a variety of different trends out there. Mm-hmm. Are there any ones in particular that you like, that you see in the coaching industry that you're like, oh, that's cool. Like, I think that provides value. I think that's great. I would advise other coaches to try it out. Or are there ones that you don't like? So you can answer the question either way. But I do feel like sometimes it can be very valuable to hear from another expert what they perceive and how they're sort of implementing what is happening in their industry, in their own business.
Yeah, I love that question. What drove me to go for that cruise experience was the community feel. So what tends to happen, especially in a career, an advanced career woman's life, or let's say a new entrepreneur, is you feel lonely. You don't have the water cooler talk anymore. There aren't all these meetings. There isn't that, you know, that group and support. So you start wondering, well, how am I going to do this? Because it's very, very difficult to try on your own. So group coaching is something that I am a big advocate for, but the warning is watch out for who's in the room, because one bad apple can spoil the lot. So again, do your research, figure out who's there. What is the, you know, the goal of that group? Where is that journey taking you? Don't go down a path blindly and end up in a place you don't want to be. Because there are places and spaces that will see you, hear you, celebrate you, and that's where you deserve to be. You belong in that room. That is, if at that table they're not pulling back the chair for you, then maybe you should question if that's where you belong. Because when you end up in a space that's advocating for you, that's where magic happens. It's that simple.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Yvonne Nobles. Clap it up, everybody. No, you're so right. Yeah, you dropped so many valuable takeaways, and I cannot wait until we push this out to the people. We're also going to find, or rather put the transcript of like all of these podcast episodes on our website. So SEO friendly. So when people Google you, girl, period, knew you well, popped up, you know. No, but this has absolutely been such a great and revitalizing conversation for me as an entrepreneur myself. And I hope the same for you. Like, day in and day out, we just work so hard, pouring into other people. And I see you. I see what it is that you're doing. I see your intentionality. I see your integrity. So please keep going. Even when it feels like it's so hard, just know that you are impacting women in a positive way. And you are on to something that I personally feel will be a legacy. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there are other coaches who copy or try to emulate what it is that you're doing. They won't be able to do it because they're not you.
Pie is big enough for all of us. That's okay.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. Legacy is my word for this year. I named my Facebook group Live Your Legacy. I'm very big on helping people understand that's not something that you wait till you're dead. You start living it now because you got lives to change and it's all within you. So,
right. Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. And I will put this at the bottom of the screen. You are giving folks a bonus discount for those who sign up for your next luxury cruise by April 14th. And that code is ICE32.
Yeah.
And that'll give you a discount for the luxury cruise as long as you sign up by April 14th. So,
yeah, I chose that number because that's the temperature where water freezes. And it's time for us to get to a new state of being. And I just think that, woman, there's so much waiting on you as long as you take the leap.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Yvonne, for being here. It's a pleasure to have you part of this conversation. And I'm rooting for you.
Definitely. Likewise. For you. This is such an amazing platform. It's been an honor, Brianna. And thank you for the opportunity. It's been fun.
Of course. Thank you.